Kiddushin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Kiddushin Bavli, Daf Ayin Vav. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Mem Dalet Amud Beif, at the Mishnah at the foot of the page. Hanoifi Isha Kohenes, Sach Livdika Chwea, Albay Mois, Shehen Shmoina, Imma, Ve'im Avi Avia, Ve'imma. If a man marries a Bas Koyen, he has to check into her four mothers, which is actually eight mothers, meaning her mother, her mother's father's mother, her father's mother, her father's father's mother, and the mother of these women as well. In order to marry a Bas Levi or a Bas Yisrael, one must also check an additional mother. And the Gemara says, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yochanan says the Mishnah was authored by Rabbi Meir, the Tani, as we learned in a Baisa, Ezhi Isa Kashera, Kol She'ein Ba, Le'mamza, V'le'nosin, V'le'avde Melochim. Was considered to be a mixture which is a family of doubtful genealogy, but who are kosher anyway, means that their daughter can marry a kohen. If there's no possibility of mamza, of nasin, or slaves of royalty, but only a possibility of being halal in their genealogy. Rav Meir said, whoever does not have one of these in their genealogy, their daughter may marry a kohen, despite the doubt there might be a halal. However, if there was a certain halal status in the family, their daughter may not marry a kohen. Rav Meir says, he has to check four mothers before he marries. Say he must always check, means even if there's no reason to think that there's a person in the family, he must still check. Rav Amma zu divrei Rabbi Meir, aber Chachamim oimrim boidek mai zu mishpacha mesiin lekohuna umasi. Rav said that this requirement to check the four mothers is Rabbi Meir's opinion, but according to the Chachamim, who say that if a family married kohanim, one can marry one's children to that family. Asked the Gemara, b'yad mi hu boidek, with whom must you check? Reb Chagai b'shem Rabbi Yosha boidek b'yad koi voisov. Reb Chagai, quoting Rabbi Yosha, said he should check her through her relatives, with even women are believed for this testimony. Rabbi Chama asked the Saba, Amalei Masin Lekohuna Min Hadar Zo Isa. Rabbi Chama asked one of the elders, may a Koyen marry a daughter of a certain family? Amalei In Vasiv Al Pomei, the elder answered yes, and as a result, Rabbi Chama married into this family. Rav Amma Lechia Berei, Nachos Darga Vesav Isa. Rav said to his son, go down a step when you marry, means marry a woman with a family of lesser quality lineage than you, so that she won't dominate you. Amar of Idi, Shchicha Hamilsa Befrein Durabonon. Idi said the Rabbonon would often say the following, and they quote a Pasuk in Bamidbar, in Perakei, Pasuk Chofches, Vimloi Nitma Isha Utahuahi. If the woman was not defiled, and she is poor. Mekeonchula Nitma Tahua. Well, if she wasn't defiled, then she certainly is pure. Rather, it's teaching that if it wasn't known that she was defiled, because there's no proper report about it, then she is pure. V'loik Yehuda ben Papas, Shenoyal Deres Bifrei Ishtoi, Amulei Nehugin Havan Avasech Abdin Kain. This is unlike Yehuda ben Papas, who would lock his wife inside the house so she wouldn't chat with any man, and they'd say to Yehuda ben Papas, did your fathers behave this way? It's not a correct way to behave, it causes her to be resentful. Chad Koyen, Asal Agabi of Yochanan, a Koyen once came before Rabbi Yochanan, Amarle, and he said to Rabbi Yochanan, Avdis Masnisa Nisasi Isha, Koyhenet, Radakti Achareh, Abai Mois, Shehen Shmoina. I followed the Mishnah and only married a Bas Koyen after checking into four, which is actually eight mothers. Amarle Rabbi Yochanan said to him, Inhu Ikra Laki Menroisha Mimoidilach, if there was a psal at the head of the family, would you have even discovered it? Rather, the halacha follows the Chachamim, there's no need to check. Leviim Yisraelim Moisifin Alea Oid Achas. The Mishnah taught that for a Bas Levi and a Bas Yisrael, there's a requirement to check an additional mother. The question is, don't we find therefore that we're more stringent with Yisraelim than with Kohanim, which is very surprising? And Rabbi Yosi Rabun Achazu Vachazu Knas Konsei Chachomim Bahen Kadeshi Adam Dovek Bishvatoi of Mishpachtoi. Rabbi Yosi Rabun answered that for both of them the Chachomim applied a penalty in order to make sure that a person clings to his tribe and his family, and therefore because the Chachomim would try to dissuade, let's say, a Yisrael from marrying a Bas Koyen, they would penalize him by making him make further checks in order to be able to do so. And we come now to the next Mishnah. Ein boitkin lo min hamizbech ulamala, v'lo min hadukhan ulamala, v'lo min hasanhedrin ulamala. There's no need to check beyond the mizbech, because if it was discovered that a girl's forefather served in the Beis HaMikdash, then that would be valid. And you also don't need to check beyond the platform, which is that if it was discovered that the forefather of this girl served in the Beis HaMikdash on the platform where the Levim stood to sing and play music, then that means he was a Levi with genealogy, or if he served in the Sanhedrin, that would also be sufficient. A Kohen is allowed to marry anyone without checking if their forefather were judges or charity collectors. Rabbi Yossi said, even one who was listed amongst the potential judges in the town of Yeshana Nitzipoyri, because they were only careful to allow judges with good genealogy to work there, then that is sufficient. Rabbi Hananya ben Antigonus Oimer, Af Mishahaya Muchtav Bistauta Shalmelech. Rabbi Hananya ben Antigonus said, even one who was listed amongst the legions of the army of David HaMelech. And the Gemara says, "Ksiv." The pasuk says in Dvarim Perk Yud Zayin, pasuk Tezvav, "Soim tosim alecha melech." You shall surely appoint a king over yourself. Ein li ela melech. Minayin le'rabbeis shoytei harabim, le'rabbeis stoker v'sofei dayonim u'makim v'utzura minayin. This only refers to a king. What about appointing judges, charity collectors, scribes, and those who appointed to whip the offenders? Tamar loyma. The pasuk says there, "Mikerev achecha tosim alecha melech." That from amongst your brothers you have to appoint a king. Any appointment that you make upon yourselves should be from the finest of your brothers, which means those with fine lineage. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman, b'shem Rabbi Yonasan. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman said the name of Rabbi Yonasan. Ksev the pasuk says in Divrei Hayomim, Aleph in Perek Zayin, in pasuk Mem. According to their genealogical lists in battle, and we learn from here, the merit of their lineage will stand for them in war. Now this pasuk is in Ksuvim, Midivrei Torah. Is there a pasuk in the Torah itself that teaches us this? And we quote the pasuk in Dvarim, in Perek Chof Gimel, in Pasuk Gimel, Yovoi Mamza Bekal Hashem, a Mamza should not enter the congregation of Hashem. And the previous pasuk also said la yavoi p'tzura daka v'gomer, that one with squashed testicles should also not enter. Ma k'siv batzei ki teitzei machaneh alei vecha v'gomer. What does it say thereafter in the pasuk? When you shall go out against your enemies, and we learn the same concept that a person with a weak genealogy should not be going out to war, and if they do have a strong genealogy, it will defend them and stand up for them during the war.